When is the best time to start grazing? Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Krishona Martinson is an equine extension specialist at the University of Minnesota. She says the most frequent question she's receiving right now from horse owners is, when is a good time to start grazing?
Unfortunately, we can't really look at the calendar and pick a date because our weather kind of predicts when things start to grow and how quickly it grows. So what we recommend is that horse owners wait until their pasture grasses reach 6 to 8 inches tall before they start turning the horses out to graze. So again, 6 to 8 inches tall, and then you're going to want to start grazing them slowly, 15 minutes the first day, adding 15 minutes each day thereafter until you reach 5 hours, and then you provided the horses enough time to slowly acclimate to that lush spring pasture grass. A lot of people are also wondering, what should we do to our pasture? Our biggest recommendation, the best thing you can do to really get a lot of growth out of your pasture, is to make sure that you fertilize it. We recommend a soil test every 3 years, and that will tell you your soil pH and what is needed. And then we recommend fertilizing according to that soil test. For example, if your pasture needs 100 pounds of fertilizer, just for easy math, you'd want to put down 50 pounds as soon as you can get in the spring. So in the upper Midwest right now, most people can easily get into their pastures. And then the other remaining part of it, usually right around the 15th of June. So that way you kind of spread out that nutritional need of your pasture, and you can really help boost that pasture yield and make sure your horses have a lot to eat.
You also mentioned vaccines this time of year, something that people really need to be thinking about.
You know, people are probably starting to think about showing and trail riding. We also have some of our insects that carry these diseases kind of start showing up. So for all adult healthy horses, we recommend 5 core vaccines, and this is across the whole country. Rabies, which must be given by a veterinarian, tetanus, West Nile, and then Eastern and Western encephalomyelitis, which is WEE or EEE, known in the horse community. So those 5 are the core vaccines that all healthy adult horses should receive each year.
And beyond those core vaccines, just depending on region, you may want to consider others?
Oh, absolutely. So this is a discussion you should have with your veterinarian each spring. Depending on, like you said, where you're located, you may have additional vaccines. And also, if you have a horse that does do a lot of traveling for show or trail rides, there are other vaccines, you know, influenza, strangles. And then if you have any pregnant mares or any breeding stock, then there's also additional vaccines. So those 5 core vaccines I recommended are really for every adult healthy horse. But then, of course, there's a handful of others that may be appropriate depending on the conversation with your veterinarian.
Krishona Martinson from the University of Minnesota. That's Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.